Senate Bill 158, an act to clarify the calculation of state aid to education to certain school districts.
Senate Bill 158 having had its second readings for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the body, if you look at Senate Bill 158, you notice there is no House sponsor. That's because it's a hug house bill. And this bill came to us in education to correct an oversight, an unintended oversight, as a result of House Bill 1258 that we passed last year. House Bill 1258 last year, when the rules were drafted by DECA, there were 9 school districts that were inadvertently penalized. Those school districts were Alpena, Bowdell, Dubrook, Elm Valley, which is up at Frederick, in my district, what a coincidence, Esteline, Hecla Houghton, Hitchcock, Wakanda, and Wood. Of these 9 districts, there's a total of $35,000 and some change. They were inadvertently penalized due to rules that were drafted by DECA. Senate Bill 158 would correct this oversight. The bill was actually drafted with DECA, and I might add that this is, I think there's only 2 bills that were not testified against by DECA in House Education this year, and this was one of them. No one testified against the bill. It comes out of House Education with only 1 dissenting vote, and I would urge your support. I would stand by for any questions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further remarks? Seeing none, the question for the House on its final passage is House Bill 158. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will announce the voting machine. Members proceed to vote.
Representatives Richter, Broderick, Flowers, and Marshall. Representative Broderick. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, absent 1, excused 3.
Senate Bill 158, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed agreed to.